Las Vegas, where a missing 6-year-old boy was found in good condition last night. Police Captain Vincent Canito.
Cole Puffenberger has been found. He is safe and in our custody.
No details where the 6-year-old boy was kept or by whom after he was kidnapped the other day in Las Vegas. The hunt is on for two persons of interest in the case. Political notes, John McCain is campaigning in Ohio, where Barack Obama has a small lead. McCain is holding rallies outside Columbus and Toledo. Two of Ohio's biggest newspapers have split their endorsements for the two candidates. Iraq's prime minister says a new security agreement with the United States needs more work before it can be approved. And for the first time since mid-February, the price of gasoline is under $3 a gallon, according to the AAA. This is IRN USA Radio News.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the 3-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to pay off all of my bills and save money.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
In Afghanistan, reports of a massacre. Militants shot up a bus on one of the country's main highways.
Afghan officials say the Taliban militants stopped a bus in a dangerous and remote part of southern Afghanistan, took around 50 people hostage, and ended up killing around 30 Afghan civilians.
Afghan officials are reporting differing figures on the number of dead. It could be higher. Elsewhere, a munitions storage facility was among the targets of Pakistani jets that reportedly killed 30 militants near the Afghan border. Firefighters in L.A. County finally got an upper hand on the last of the wildfires. Fire Captain Greg Cleveland.
The Cessna fire is now 100% contained, but firefighters will stay on the lines, the fire lines in the area for the next week.
That's because of the hot spots. A powerful 7.1 earthquake has struck beneath the South Pacific Ocean. No damage or injuries reported. No tsunami. For news online, log on to irnnews.com.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin? I love watching my son play soccer. But when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves all my worst symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only non-drowsy Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Get Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin. Powerful relief from all your worst allergy symptoms without drowsiness.
Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear. Indoors and out.
Use it directed. Only brand clinically tested.
President Bush and French President Nicolas Sarkozy met at Camp David Saturday to decide on a location for an international summit on the world financial crisis. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon offered the United Nations headquarters in New York as a venue for the summit. Ban suggested the forum should convene early in December at the latest. Ban expressed strong support for an expanded emergency summit of the group of 8 leading industrialized nations. After September 11th, the FBI put white-collar crime on the back burner to focus on terrorism and intelligence investigations. That's the gist of a New York Times report that says the agency is hard-pressed to find agents and resources to probe crimes linked to the current economic crisis. General Motors and Cerberus Capital Management are reportedly in fast-paced talks to merge General Motors and Chrysler before the end of the month. The two sides met Friday and are hopeful of announcing a deal before the November 4th general election in an attempt to get favorable political support. Well, coffee can be an effective weapon in the right hands. An off-duty Secret Service agent helped to foil a robbery at a Virginia convenience store by throwing hot coffee into the suspect's face. Stunned by the coffee, the suspect dropped most of the cash he had taken and fled. He was later captured and arrested on robbery charges and drunk driving. I'm Pete LaValle. You've been listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. It is Sunday, the 19th of October, 2008. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. We'll also have wide open phones on a host of issues at 877-590-5525. Whether you're listening on the AM and FM dial across the country, the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, global shortwave satellite, you are welcome to call in at 877-590-5525. All right, I want to try to be calm here today and really go over what we're facing with the financial crisis and really put it in clear, uncertain, for people that are uncertain out there about what's really happening, I want to put it in very, very clear terms for people that are uncertain so they can understand basically what we're dealing with as a society and what we're facing. Bottom line, everything that the global private banking cartel has said they would do to our society, they are now doing. A private group of families own the central banks of Europe, England, and the United States, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. And they control most of the third world and second world nations of the planet through this same system. I was on international television yesterday, Press TV, that's seen in countries all across the world, international cable system, and I was arguing and debating with two of the financial experts they had, and I would raise the news headlines that are in the BBC and the Wall Street Journal and the French news agency and just hundreds of publications showing video clips and reporting on what the heads of the private central banks of the world are doing through the heads of the different government systems, the different treasury directors, and different finance chiefs of the nations, France, Germany, England, the United States, Russia, Japan, China. And they are saying we are setting up a world government run by the private banks, a small intergroup of private banks worldwide. And we are going to set up a world currency, but that world currency will still be your national currency. It will just be pegged to, and its value and the amount of money in circulation will be set worldwide. So it'll still have the local look, but it really won't be a local or national or sovereign currency. And an example of that is a major newspaper like the Wall Street Journal. It gets printed all over the country to come to your door every morning. But it's a national slash international newspaper, but it gets printed in your state generally or in your region because there's no way to print them all in New York City and then have them all thrown on your doormat. Or what is there, like 20 different brands or varieties of Sports Illustrated? You have regional Sports Illustrated publications for football and other things, but still it's Sports Illustrated. Okay, so for over a decade, I have told you that what we were going to end up having would be a world banking system controlling our currency and controlling our national laws on finance, on banking, on the stock market, and that they would do this by orchestrating a global financial meltdown, which they, again, are carrying out, they are orchestrating, and that they would then pose as the saviors and try to stampede governments and populations into accepting this. And I also told you that a new global tax was going to be set up, several new global taxes, a cap and trade tax on, quote, greenhouse emissions, carbon dioxide and others, a flat-out carbon tax, and also the Tobin tax on any wire transfers or any type of banking activity, basically. And that will all be paid in to the private central bank consortium. Now, this was in Trilateral Commission documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, Treasury Department documents in the United States going back 25, 30 years. Same thing in Europe and England. And I would come on air and warn you about this and say this was coming in the future. And they would destroy the dollar, that they would set up a North American currencies, a Asian currency, a African currency, a European Union currency, system to be integrated in to control populations, because if you control the issuance and the amount of currency, the amount of liquidity, the amount of credit, you control the planet. This is a financial dictatorship. Now, it wasn't that I was a genius or I was even smart. I, decades ago, ran into this information, and now for 13 years on air, I've been warning people that this was coming. This was coming around 2007 to 2009. And we've been predicting it, making films about it, having hundreds of top guests on about it, laying out a fact. And there I am debating on press TV, and I debate people on Russia Today and Al Jazeera and BBC. I go on a lot of these programs, TV worldwide, radio worldwide. And every time I'm on the show, it doesn't matter if it's Al Jazeera, it doesn't matter if it's press TV, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter if it's BBC. They will have major financial publication writers come on against me and say, you're crazy, there's no such thing as a new world order, there's no such thing as a call for a global currency, there is no such thing as a plan for a trilateral currency, and I've always told you, because the Trilateral Commission was set up to do this, that they would have the Asian block of currencies, the European Union block of currencies, and the North American Union block of currencies, and then all sub-currencies in those sub-regions, like the Caribbean and Central and South America, in the North American Union, which is the heart of it, and with Europe, you will have Africa and the Mediterranean Union under its control, and then with the Asian currency out of Japan and China, they're jockeying for who will control that. All your sub-countries under that, including Australia, will be under that currency. Now, all I'm doing is reading to you what the global banking elites say they are going to do. And I get nothing but denials. I mean, I have the Washington Post. I have the Associated Press. This is just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have a whole host of other mainstream news articles with headlines like EU leaders call for global currency. Here's Bloomberg today. This is Bloomberg today. Okay, you can't ignore this anymore, folks. This isn't a Jedi mind trick or a parlor magician trick the media is pulling with one hand saying none of this exists while they're setting it up. Now, this is Bloomberg Financial. We have a link up on Infowars.com. ECB's sees global tripolar currency system evolving. European Central Bank Council member Ewald Nonte said a tripolar global currency system is developing between Asia, Europe, and the U.S. And then they go on in a lengthy article to detail everything we've told you, everything we've broken down, everything we've predicted. But it isn't hard to predict. You know, I use the analogy or the example of the TV guide. If I open the TV guide up and I say, coming up this Wednesday night is a TV show I want to see, and then my wife and I sit down at 9 o'clock at night and turn the television on, and it comes on. My wife doesn't fall down at my feet and start worshiping me, saying, you're psychic. How did you know? How did you know this was going to come on then? Well, it's in the TV guide. So, see, before this was being introduced to the public, in the Wall Street Journal, in Bloomberg, in AP, in AFP, I mean, hundreds of publications. before it was in the news, as it's been the last 3 weeks, it was never in the news. It was only in IMF, World Bank, United Nations, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, press releases, documents, white papers. Now, you'd have to go to the library back in the mid-90s when I was really waking up to all this and, you know, pull out their documents, and I'd come and warn people on air and get laughed at. But now it's mainstream news. So we're going to break down the fact that world government is being born right now. It's very, very tyrannical, and it plans to devalue the world's currencies in unison down to almost zero to bankrupt everyone but the inner core financial system, which will then put everyone back into debt under their system and rebuild it. Okay, so this is the most important information you will ever hear when we get back. I'm not kidding. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. Passengers can't get hold of the wheel. We're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Are you one of the people who think, "I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me"? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There's several issues here. You know, not just the fact that there's a small intergroup of private banks owned by private families that have the vast majority of the world's wealth, or that they changed the rules in the mid-90s and then in 99, getting rid of the Glass-Steagall Act where they could go from 10-to-1 fractional reserve banking. Private banks can loan out on average $10 for every dollar they have. Well, in the mid-90s, they went ahead and said, no, we can loan out $100 for every $2 we have. And then in 99, they said, we can basically loan out unlimited. You can just do whatever you want, but only select banks. J.P. Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, you know, just a few others. Only four major banks that are actually owned by the families that also own the private stock in the Federal Reserve. Okay? Listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. When you watch regular financial news, you read the financial publications, you're going to be given limited information. Not so much that it's even a lie, it's just that they're lying by omission. Now, all that's changing now. You open up, you know, Bloomberg, you open up the Wall Street Journal, and it's all about New World Order, One World Government, but, oh, it's what's going to save you. Now, remember, a lot of you have been listening for 12 or more years. You remember me saying they are going to engineer a collapse of the dollar. I mean, back in the late 90s, I was ranting and raving with economists on about the derivatives bubble, which was tens of trillions then and could have completely bankrupted us. Now it's over $1,000 trillion conservatively, and that's even in mainstream news. Mainstream news is saying it's around $550 trillion in derivatives. But the high-level economists, you know, Nobel Prize winners, former heads of the Treasury we interview, are saying, no, it's well over $1 quadrillion or $1,000 trillion, probably $1.5 quadrillion. And all the terms are wrong. They're telling the public that, oh, it's a bailout. The big banks are in trouble. But Business Week Monday had a headline dealing with the fact that the credit card debt, over $1 trillion of it's about to come due, and that's going to be another big problem. But in that story that I covered on the weekday show at nauseam, they admitted right there. Business Week said, oh, actually, this group of less than 10 major international banks, four here in the U.S., they're actually flush in cash and liquidity, and this is really good for them. And they control the federal regulators. You have this merger of government and banking, and they go out and they're grabbing smaller insurance companies, banks, a lot of which are actually solvent. So to put it in layman's terms, the private families cut off the money supply about a year and a half ago to corporations, the real economy, individuals. They issued this massive debt bubble by packaging toxic securities and other things and issuing themselves unlimited liquidity. Now they terrorize the public and say, oh, the market's going down. Oh, the economy's in trouble. There's a credit freeze on, a credit crisis, because banks don't trust each other. And then the very banks that are working with Henry Paulson and others are given well over $1 trillion. And the news, by the way, now is admitting the bailout's $5 trillion. As we told you 2 weeks ago, just type in bailout now reaches $5 trillion. You'll see a bunch of mainstream news articles in the last 3 or 4 days. I told you, $5 trillion. $5 trillion's conservative. Some say it'll go above $10 trillion. Now, understand the whole GDP of the country is $3 trillion in a year. So what are these private banks doing? They're the solvent big central banks. They're the big boys. Other banks are just playing games compared to them. They own stock in the private Federal Reserve. They control the government. This isn't the government buying into the banks. This is the banks becoming the government. The government dumps trillions of dollars into them and then gets no voting shares in Bank of America, in Citigroup, in J.P. Morgan Chase, and then the fourth one, but it's kind of the weaker fourth. You know, it's smaller compared to the others, but it's still in that class. And that's, of course, Wells Fargo. So they're taking over the government, not the government taking over them. You know, this has been called socialism. This is not socialism. This is called robbery. If the people were being taxed to then give this money back to the public, you know, helicopter Ben Bernanke, you know, said, I'll dump money out of helicopters. Well, he's not dumping money out of helicopters over your neighborhoods. He's dumping it over the Federal Reserve and a few private banks, and that's it. And so what are they doing? Oh, it didn't unfreeze the markets. The banks need trillions more. They're still not loaning. They're still not talking to each other. But last Monday, 7 days ago, they did meet with Henry Paulson behind closed doors, and the media said, oh, it's secret. And even CNBC, to their credit, said this is completely illegal. This is out of control. They're having secret meetings and not telling the public what's going on. And Henry Paulson is giving over $25 billion with Mr. Kashkari, his former VP, is the guy he appoints to hand out the trillion-plus bucks so far. And they're handing a bunch of it out to Goldman Sachs. And you've got Robert Rubin, who changed the rules in 95 and again 99. Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary, and then Summers did the same thing. And their former Goldman Sachs. So Goldman Sachs is the management group for the private Federal Reserve families. They're the brokerage firm that is handing this trillion plus. It's already over a trillion. They're talking about $4 trillion more to them. And then they're going to take the money offshore. They're going to buy real assets with it. They're going to inflate that. They're going to leverage it out. They're going to do leverage buyouts of companies in this depressed economy. So they depress the economy by shutting liquidity off. They then panic the Congress and the parliaments of Europe into giving them, what is it, $2.2 trillion in Europe so far, pumping into their coffers. And then, after they've done that, they continue to cut off liquidity and cash to Main Street. It completely goes into recession and then depression, and then they buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. But that isn't enough for them. In the short term, they can use the dollars and the euros while they still have some value, though they're massively devalued because of inflation, issuing too many of them. In the short term, they can buy everything up, but in the midterm, a year to 2 years, 25 to 30% compounded inflation. We're already at 15% a year. You know, they'll tell you, the government will tell you it's 6.5, but every mainline economist says, it's more like 12 to 16. I'll just say 15. The point is, you're talking 25, 30% by next year, compounding year after year. And that's in Bloomberg today. The World Bank, you can go read it. ECB's noteworthy. See global tripolar currency system evolving. And it says right here that they're skeptical the U.S. dollar's centrality can be revived. And they go on to say, we see the dollar fully collapsing in the next few years. And so they say we need a new global currency system, but people still want to see the color of their money, you know, pink, blue, green, whatever it is, different parts of the world, brown. So we'll control it and control the issuance of it, controlling those nations fully, and then those banks will be paid interest for the right for the government to issue currency. So you pay your global taxes, always indirectly to the private banks, the private intergroup, less than 10 worldwide, 4 in the U.S., but now you're going to be paying basically many more taxes, including a carbon tax and a Tobin currency trade tax. So it's going to get into all sorts of different types of money transfers and stock transfers, not just the original Tobin. So they engineer the crisis. They offer the solution, which is a new world order. That's their words. I mean, Gordon Brown, Nicolas Sarkozy, all of them are calling, quote, new world order, global currency, global regulation by the banks, and they're the ones that engineered it all. And they are, by design, the banks want to bankrupt things. They're not free market. These corrupt banks, these central bankers, they engage in fraud. They want to implode economies so they can consolidate them and have management over them. And that's been stated over and over again. The international banks, that's why they fund socialism and communism. Those are systems that consolidate the population's wealth. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls and get more into this and help.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com today. today or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. All right. Let me continue covering the system. We're going to take your phone calls at 877-590-5525. On A, what you think about what's unfolding, and what you think we should do about it. And I've got my own ideas historically. But for those that just joined us, let me recap. There is a financial international order. This is mainline history for those that wish to read the history books that are given to the Foreign Service people and high-level CIA section chiefs and others, like Carol Quigley, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor. Carol Quigley in 68 wrote Tragedy and Hope, and in there he has all the quotes about how the private central banks of the world had a far-reaching plan to set up a world government and a one-world currency. You also need to know that the heads of the IMF, World Bank, Treasury Secretary Paulson, are, quote, rabid environmentalist. He heads up a lot of the activities of Nature Conservancy, taking people's private property. They think humans are bad. They think we live too well. They want to take our wealth. They want easily managed, basically bankrupt third world slaves. And now they have engineered the crisis. They have been given immunity, unlimited power in Europe and the United States. through the central banks to basically do whatever they want. The private central banks are taking over the government functions and being given government power. It is not a banker bailout. It is a banker takeover. And then what did we tell you years ago and then leading up to this in the last few months? We said when they get this, I said this three shows ago. I said this last week. I say it every show now, every radio broadcast, every TV show I do. I have laid out the facts for everybody and said they are going to propose a world government, a new world order, run by the private banks that have already bankrupted all the governments and control them, which is fiat currency they create out of nothing that they then claim the public owes. And not only are you going to have hyperinflation that devalues your savings and your paycheck and your fixed incomes particularly, my friends, but... And I've got several headlines up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for mainstream news saying get ready for a huge tax bill. They are already with current U.S. debt. The Congressional Budget Office years ago projected that the American people by 2014 would be paying about 85% taxes, as they do in France and many other areas of the world, just for the interest on the debt. But it's a fraudulent debt. The banks just write it off, but then they sign it onto our backs and then inflate the currency. But it's so amazing to read Bloomberg Financial. ECB sees global tripolar currency system evolving. European Central Bank Council member Ewald Nootwe said a tripolar global currency system is developing between Asia, Europe, and the U.S. We always told you, be trilateral, meaning three. The North American Union, the European Union, the Asian Union. And I go on radio shows. I go on TV shows. I was on international television yesterday for an hour. On a show called Four Corners on Press TV. By the way, we just linked to that up on PrisonPlanet.com. After the show, you can go watch it if you'd like. And they had this big financial writer from Russia, a big financial writer from London on, and they would say, well, yes, the banks are taking over, but it's what they have to do. They didn't mean to cause this, and there's no such thing as a new world order, and there's no call for global currency. And I just fired out on the show four or five headlines yesterday on Saturday about this. Now, here's one from AFP, Agency French Press. It's a little one-minute news clip. It's a video news clip, as you just heard the start of there. Now, listen carefully. At the very end, they talk about a global currency. And I can play clip after clip of them calling for a new world order, in the words of the Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown, a global system run by the banks with global management so these crises never happen again. So here it is.
Another whiff of panic hit Asian and European stock markets on Thursday, just as European leaders were meeting for a summit in Brussels. Their aim, show a unified front in efforts to reform the financial system, bringing it back under control.
What's been the recipe for our recent success? Our unity, coordination, the will to move forward. We can't give up faced with this crisis.
EU members have put pressure on the United States for an early meeting of the G8 with emerging countries. The French president and the EU commission chief are to meet with the U.S. president this weekend to discuss the proposal.
Nicolas Sarkozy's initiative, which we backed from the beginning, this summit, the meeting on Saturday, and the consultation with all our partners, would allow us to make great progress.
Europe wants to present a blueprint for a new worldwide currency system. Just as urgent are measures to fight an oncoming recession.
All right. Now, that's AFP. That's as big as Reuters and AP. So that's the European, basically, AP out of France. Now I have clip after clip of this. I mean, if you just Google world leaders call for new world order banking system, you will read Financial Times of London, BBC, AP, Reuters. But it's still not on our nightly news, though, saying government for and by the private central banks, and that they will set currency values for all the nations of the world in three giant blocks. Now, here's another example. In my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that came out 14 months ago, that came out a little more than a year ago, I show a press conference with George Bush, the head of the European Union, Barroso, and the Chancellor of Germany, Merkel. And they say, we have the European Union, we have the North American Union, we're already merging them right now. And they go on to say by 2010 they'll be fully merged. Now you go out and tell the public that, they laugh at you. They have press conferences in the Rose Garden outside with the president saying it. Now, in 2005, then head of Canada, Paul Harper, then president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, and then President Bush, still be president for another 3 or 4 months, met at Baylor up in north central Texas. And they said the agreement's secret, the public can't see it. Well, Judicial Watch and others sued and got a copy. And it said, we've got to keep this secret from the public. This is in Endgame, by the way. You go to Judicial Watch and read it. We've got to keep this secret. We're going to have a major currency crisis. Security Prosperity Partnership will use terrorism. We'll use the threat of global warming. We'll use the threat of financial collapse to get the public to accept this. I mean, it's even in the agreement how to lie to us. We have this bombshell smoking gun info. We warn the public what's going to happen. We tell you years before there's going to be a commodities crisis. There's going to be a derivatives crisis, starting with subprime mortgages. We go cover the Bilderberg Group meeting, where all these banking heads meet once a year. 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that was in Canada, in Ottawa. We go there. I even get arrested trying to cover it. And we come out and say, our sources inside tell us that they're going to pop the subprime mortgage within a year and a half and use that as the pretext to blame it on the public and bring in a new world order banking system. There'll be a trilateral world currency system. We lay out, it's in my film. It's in the extras. It's in all the interviews, the articles we wrote. Go back to those June articles, 2006. Read them. It's exactly what's happening. And the public was preconditioned to not be able to deal with this or face this years ago. Here's an example. I get on the air in 1995. People are calling into my local TV show saying, my cousin says black helicopters raided his town. There were troops on the streets. And I was a mainline Republican then, and I said, you're a kook, you're a nut. No such thing as that exists, because the media had said kooks talk about black helicopters. And then in 96, 97, 98, they did urban warfare in Texas. Police chiefs threw them out. They tried to pay off the San Antonio police chief. I interviewed the head of Kingsville Emergency Management. Then I said, no, they're real. It's an urban warfare drills to prepare the public and local governments for martial law. Now that's mainstream news in the Army Times. And I had Ron Paul on this week saying, yes, they were threatened with martial law on the floor of the House. Other congressmen were. And he thinks martial law is a real threat, and it's on C-SPAN. And Glenn Beck covered it last week and said they're getting ready for martial law. The point is, though, it worked on me for a while. They said, kooks talk about black helicopters. And I'm like a mainline Republican host when I first got on. I mean, I was anti-Federal Reserve, kind of a Ron Paul type, but, you know, still a lot more, quote, mainline. Well, I was ignorant. So, see, before they turned the urban warfare loose on us, they said, kooks talk about this, it doesn't exist. Before they turn a new world order loose and a global banking system, they say, kooks talk about a world currency, it doesn't exist. Kooks talk about a North American Union. Then they set it up, and the public won't talk about it because they heard kooks talk about it. I mean, you understand the psychological warfare that's being used against you? All right, I promise, straight to your phone calls when we get back on the other side of this quick break as world government takes over.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com, ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into solutions to stop the global banking cartel from setting up what all-powerful elites have dreamed of for history, worldwide empires. There have been quite a few, like the British Empire and others. They convince the public that empires don't exist, especially financial ones. Well, they do. And also Barack Obama. He's gotten three times the Wall Street money that John McCain has. I'm not saying vote for either one. They're both bought and paid for. But he is the heir apparent. And he's gotten four times the Goldman Sachs money. So people that want change, you're going to get change. It's going to get a lot worse. But because he's a liberal guy and looks different, I guess people will buy into that. It's like a different paint job on a car, but same car. Very, very serious there, ladies and gentlemen. Just the facts. All these poor people suckered again by a corporate front man. George Bush runs nothing, and Barack Obama is going to run nothing as president if he is elected president. You just watch. And we've only got about, 14, 15 days now until we find out with that. Let's go to your phone calls, Daniel and Carl and Steve and Doug and Joe and Jay. Daniel, you're on the air from Ohio Worldwide. Welcome.
Excellent. I'm so excited to be on the show. So my question is, I love my job. I'm going to be a dentist next year, going in the Navy. And my question is, how do I deal with fluoride, mercury and fillings, vaccinations? Stuff like that.
You don't. And it's against the law to give troops experimental vaccines, but they break the law and have given them smallpox and anthrax shots, and it's killed a whole bunch of them. That's been confirmed. Mainstream news, just Google that. And there's an article today on Infowars.com about how they've given the manufacturer liability protection, and so they use you as guinea pigs.
Right, but how do I, address, fluoride? As a dentist, I constantly have to tell people, you need to have a fluoride toothpaste.
Let me tell you, the American Dental Association 2 years ago said they no longer recommend fluoride and that it's poisonous and dangerous.
Right?
Pardon me?
to kids. I thought I'd heard you say
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, just Google it for yourself. But they're saying it's bad, it's toxic, and the children don't need it. And, but instead, on the store shelves, they have fluoride water for kids. And, of course, it's not even the good type of fluoride in small levels you do need for your teeth, which is calcium fluoride. It's sodium fluoride.
What about mercury and amalgams?
Like, well, they're already starting to phase that out, and I would go with the tooth-colored fillings. You know, my dad is a dentist and didn't believe all this stuff, but now he actually looked at all the documents and said I'm right. He's also heard top dentists on my show and scientists talk about it. I've had the head of the toxicology for the EPA. They've had a poll. Over 90% of their scientists say that fluoride shouldn't be in the water. But the government says we don't care. See, 90% want to control our borders. Government, both parties say no. 80%+ don't want to be in Iraq. Both governments, both parties say no. You get 90%+ of EPA scientists signing a letter a couple years ago, having huge demonstrations saying take it out of the water. EPA, their bosses, say no. You can pull that up as well. So I don't know what to say to you, sir.
Can you think of any alternative fluoride? I mean, because I know
you don't need fluoride. You need people need to clean their teeth. You know, as a degreed dentist, that most of it. Most of the problem is caused because of gum disease and because of buildup. And if people just get cleanings every 3 to 6 months and brush your teeth twice a day with Tom's of Maine non-fluoride toothpaste, they're going to be just fine. Look at my teeth. Look at those suckers. And those suckers hadn't had fluoride on them in a decade. Look at them. Look at those chompers. Not a cavity. I had developmental pits in my wisdom teeth, which I kept, but, you know, those are, for those that don't know, your dentist holes in them that came in congenitally, I had those filled, but that's it.
I see. All right, well, that's all my questions I had for you. Just want a little bit of advice on that.
Well, you're a degreed dentist. I bet you can figure it out from the literature, but thank you, sir. I get my dad on here. We can do that. I get Dr. Jones on. He's also an oral surgeon. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'd like to cover some of these reactions I've gotten about the bank things, and I've also got some good news for you off the air. But when I've asked people, you know what the Federal Reserve is? Most people say, isn't that federal? And I say, no.
Like Federal Express or Federal Plumbing?
Well, no. They thought it was like a part of government, and I said, no, it's a private institution.
And we had one of the heads of the World Bank on C-SPAN last week. Somebody called in and says, Alex Jones and Ron Paul said the Federal Reserve is private. And he goes, no, it's not. It's government.
No, the sky's blue.
Well, I mean, they're in the white paper. They're in the white pages. The Federal Reserve is private, period.
Well, people have also said that the bailout was necessary or else we will go into a depression.
But then we have all these headlines about the banks won't give anybody the money. Well, of course they're not. They're bringing in the depression to blow things out and consolidate it.
And every time I try to tell them that no, the Federal Reserve is there to ensure that we have economic instability, they're like, oh, pshaw.
That's right. They promised we'd have no more depressions after 1913. We got the Federal Reserve, and they engineered the Great Depression.
1929, yep.
That's in the congressional record they engineered it.
And then they start blaming capitalism. They say, hey, communism works. And they say, what about that Soviet Union? What's wrong with that? And they just don't get it. And
yeah, what's wrong with 100 million people getting killed by the government?
Yeah, and then they say that, oh, Barack will fix it, and they know that McCain is a dead fish. You know, they agree on that.
And they're going to be suckered by him because the guy's daddy was black, so he must be different. I got news for you. There's evil white people, there's evil black people, but Obama isn't even evil. He is a puppet, a minion, a front man of the big tax-free foundations. I'm going to put you on hold. You can tell the guys what the good news is. Let's talk to Jay in Massachusetts. You're on the air, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I was up here in the Northeast. It's pretty difficult to try to, like, wake people up. The people are so, like, delusional up here. They don't even, you know, you can't even get through to anybody up here. I tried talking to some people in my classes. You know, they just laugh. They don't even want to know.
Well, that's why the elite are moving on us with so much tyranny, is they know the public's dumbed down. Now, 90%+ of people were against the Baker takeover bill, known as the bailout, but they still don't have any idea just how serious it is. You know, they have an idea it's bad, but they have no idea how bad it is.
Yep, basically.
What else is on your mind?
I was just wondering, what would be a good idea to, if any products we should boycott? I was thinking about boycotting some Pepsi products and not buying any or not.
Look, it's healthy for the economy to boycott any big, brand names. If you have to look at their policies, if they're supporting gun control, if they're supporting open borders, if they're supporting anything New World Order. But it's not good to boycott something. If you don't know they're doing something bad, it's, but instead of boycotting, I think it's better to support groups and organizations that are pro-U.S., pro-sovereignty, anti-globalization.
Yeah, I just took my money out of Bank of America and put it in a local bank, so I guess that's one step.
That's one step. That certainly is. But see, it's a catch-22 because the local bank might not be secure, but the big, greedy New World Order bank may be.
Yeah, and then the regulators could come and snatch up that bank, and it wouldn't matter anyway.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. But you're at least thinking. You're trying to go for solutions. The big solution, I'm going to get into it more in the next hour, is awakening people, going, okay, do you want a group of private banks in Europe to set the value of our currency? Do you want to be regulated internationally? I mean, like the World Trade Organization runs our trade, has more power than Congress. It was set up in 95. That's criminal. We need to get more power locally, not more power taken away to the international level. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Carl in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing? Well, I have a couple things I want to say. I'm going to try to keep it short. I see it's only going to get worse. These two candidates aren't going to do a thing.
They're total puppets, absolutely. But Barack Obama can fool the public more and make people think it's changed and sucker them longer. That's why the money's on him.
Yeah, the people up here in Canada recently, elected Harper, basically, and they were suckers, and they went along, and we have the same prime minister here now.
And they're doing all the same banker takeovers. It's international.
Yeah, but I agree with you on a couple things I disagree. I believe that, we've got to keep getting the word out. That's what we can do about it,
I agree with you. Keep educating the public.
Yeah, and I believe it's only going to get worse, and I believe this is part of this Antichrist system, this whole New World Order. It's one and the same thing, and, Christ is to come back and rule the world based on love and based on justice, and these people want to rule the world based on greed and...
Well, I don't know what we disagree about, sir.
All right, I think the two are going to clash. Christ is going to come back with his government to rule the world with love and justice, and this one world government isn't one going to give up their power.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. The Nazis, people in Germany thought that was the Antichrist and was the end of the world, so they laid down, didn't fight him. And people in Africa, when they're always being slaughtered, think it's the end of the world, so they don't stand up. And the founding fathers, they were told, it's God's will, don't stand up. I'm going to do the right thing. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Most of our churches are paid for by the government, 501c3, FEMA program, where the preachers are paid, 26,000 of them, that's mainstream news. Yes, folks, we broke it a year before it was in the news, when it was secret. This started 5 years ago to train them to teach their flocks to submit to government, to go along, to turn their guns in, Romans 13 being misinterpreted. Bottom line, whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Hindu, a New Ager, whatever, you had better not want a New World Order. A lot of New Agers say, we don't want this evil banker New World Order, but we want the loving global government that's coming. And when you look at the New World Order, it's actually pushing a whole New Age agenda. That's just a fact. I mean, you can say what you want about it. I'm just reporting facts here, and then it's up for you to decide. When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break down what it will be like under the world government if we don't turn it around and stop it, and more solutions, as well as your phone calls. Also have an incredible police state stack of news here dealing with forced inoculations. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation.
It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
And one top official is pushing for more care.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
BJ Alston, check your watch. It is 5 o'clock.
I'm Colin Powell, who was President Bush's first Secretary of State, is endorsing Barack Obama.
Because of his ability to inspire, because of the inclusive nature of his campaign, because he is reaching out all across America, because of who he is and his rhetorical abilities, and we have to take that into account, as well as his substance. He has both style and substance.
And September was an incredibly lucrative month for the Obama campaign, raking in more than $150 million. Here's Jim Cunahinan.
Some Republicans and even some campaign watchdog groups have taken some issue with the amount of money that he's been able to raise in these small donations because they are not, it is not money that needs to be divulged. It's divulged in its total, but the identities of these donors don't have to be divulged to federal regulators.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. After just 2 short years, thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
Hi, my name is Jeannie. Because of the Three-Step Plan, I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom, and that means everything to me.
Hello, my name is Bill. I've been working the Three-Step Plan for 18 months, and in that amount of time, I've been able to quit my job, pay off all of my bills, and even began to save money.
For information, go to threestepplan.com or call toll-free 800-658-0459.
My name is Emma, and I'm a senior citizen, and I've worked with the Three-Step Plan for several years. Today, my house and cars are paid for. I have the time and the money to travel. The Three-Step Plan has given me hope and financial freedom.
You'll need a telephone, internet access, and a positive attitude. Go to threestepplan.com or call toll-free 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
John McCain plans 2 rallies today in Ohio, hoping to make up ground against Barack Obama, who has a slight lead there. McCain will speak in the Columbus suburb of Westerville and also in Toledo. Yesterday, it was McCain in Virginia.
Stand up to defend our country from its enemies. Stand up, stand up, stand up and fight. America is worth fighting for. Nothing is inevitable here. We never give up.
2 of Ohio's largest newspapers announced their endorsements today, one backing McCain and the other supporting Obama. And a Taliban spokesperson has denied that militants killed civilians on a bus in Afghanistan. Here's Jason Stragioso.
The Taliban claimed that they killed 27 Afghan soldiers traveling through the country's south. But the Afghan Ministry of Defense said there were no soldiers on board and that everyone killed had been a civilian.
For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the Three-Step Plan. The Three-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the Three-Step Plan. For information, go to threestepplan.com or call toll-free 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
The main websites used to carry al-Qaeda messages are still inoperable, more than a month after they went down. That was just ahead of the anniversary of September 11th attacks, when the terror group was set to release a new video message. The group's communication wing denies the sites have come under cyber attack. It blames the problems on technical difficulties. Here's Paul Shim.
The possibility is that the recent operations in Pakistan may have disrupted some of Al-Qaeda's media capability, and as a result, they have difficulty hosting the website or producing the videos.
A trip to the World Series is on the line when the Boston Red Sox meet the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series tonight. Rays manager Joe Maddon says he doesn't expect his team to feel the pressure in Game 7. After being on the verge of winning the series in Game 5.
It's all about how we react at the moment. And, you know, it's the seventh game, and it's a great learning experience for us. To win that game would be something special for us also. So it's not about looking in the past. It's about looking into the future right now.
President Bush says he'll host a summit of world leaders to come up with ways to prevent a global financial crisis from happening again.
Given that the world has never been more interconnected, it is essential that we work together because we're in this crisis together.
Bush says it'll take more time for the government interventions in the economy to have their full impact, but says it'll bounce back. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Let me simplify it for everybody out there. You had a private group of banking families for over 200 years in England that got control of the United States in 1913, got control in Europe after they funded Hitler, and then basically double-crossed, triple-crossed him and let him destroy Europe. This is all mainline history, but the public doesn't know. They want global domination. They want control. They've gone into hundreds of third world countries, paid off dictators and corrupt governments to not pay back their IMF and World Bank debts, money that was created out of nothing. They then go in and take control of those nations and set up police states there. They are now doing that here in the United States. In 2002, with horror, in March of 2002, the BBC got over 2,000 pages of IMF and World Bank documents. Joseph Stiglitz quit and went public about it, where they plan to implode the West money supply by radically inflating derivatives and currencies and devaluing them. I'm only telling you what they planned. And I told you day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, they would devalue the dollar and create a trilateral system. Three global regional currencies. That's Bloomberg headline today. They engineer the crisis, they then offer the solution, and when they inflate the currency, the central banks control it, they get to buy up real assets, but you get to pay taxes back on all of that, and they're talking about the massive taxes we're going to be paying. Now, they want to socialize the United States, but not the classic socialism you think of the people being paid by the government and, quote, helping everyone, which is a load of bull. Why do the big private banks fund all this? They want to get us under their control. They want to destroy the real economy to where we'll still have jobs at corporations and companies, but they'll have government contracts. And then you will basically be totally dependent on government, which itself is controlled by these private central banks that under these new international banking agreements and this, quote, new world order banking structure being set up, according to Nicolas Sarkozy, Merkel of Germany, Brown of England, Bush of the United States. And people saying, well, don't worry, the man on the white horse is coming to save us. For those who don't know, that's an allusion to alluding to Napoleon Bonaparte, who rode a white horse, you know, the tyrant. Oh, he will fix it. He will change things. He's gotten three times the money from Wall Street, the ones doing this, that John McCain has. And I'm not saying vote for John McCain. Folks, I remember when all of these well-meaning Republicans, after eight horrible years of Bill Clinton, and my radio show on AM and FM, it's much bigger on the web now and overall bigger, but I was on over 80 stations in 2001. I talked about this Friday. And they loved me. You know, I was bashing Bill Clinton and the New World Order and the police state and everything. And the radio station owners, they thought that, oh, this is a good right-winger like us. He's bashing Bill Clinton. In the last 6 months of Bill Clinton's office, I said, look, it doesn't matter who wins, Al Gore or George W. Bush. They're both New World Order. Look at what they've said and done and who finances them. And all of a sudden, stations were like, well, we don't know if we're going to carry your show anymore. You're saying that it's both parties controlled. You're not saying it's Republicans good, Democrats bad. And I said, look, I'm an American. I just tell it like it is. Bill Clinton's evil, but he's a puppet. No, George Bush is evil, so the liberals think Bill Clinton's going to save them. And then Bill Clinton, eight horrible years of tyranny and corruption and Chinese generals in the White House and cocaine dealers being pardoned and unbelievable corruption and all sorts of murders of political dissidents and people. And then I was some, you know, right-wing hero to the right wing, and the left hated me. Then George Bush comes in, intensifies the New World Order. Suddenly the left loves me. And I'm going, listen to me. I'm not a leftist. I'm not a right-winger. I'm a constitutionalist. I report the facts. I report history. I know what I'm talking about. I know of what I speak. That now the liberals, oh, and even mainline Americans, you know, who a lot of Republicans, oh, it's almost like the Ronald Reagan phenomenon of a lot of Republicans are voting for Barack Obama because they're sick of George Bush. They're sick of all he's done. And so now I'm telling you Barack Obama's bad. It'll be just as bad if McCain gets in, only for the fact that now people will be suckered again, and it'll take them 4, 5, 6 years to figure out Barack Obama's New World Order. Remember how he said he was against illegal wiretapping of the American people? And then he voted for it, and he said he was against the war, and then he voted for it. And all the things, he said he was against NAFTA and GATT, now he says he's for it. He even said in a speech in Canada, don't worry, that's just for people that are, you know, against that, because I want to get elected. So this is the type of deception and garbage that we are seeing here. And I just want you to understand, they own both parties. They've already transferred the power out of Congress to the executive. The executive then signed it over to international private bodies. Private bureaucrats, private financial bodies now run this country. And what is the solution? It's waking up to that. It's admitting that. I mean, they're all over the news saying a new world order run by the banks. They're all over mainstream news, but saying it's good because now they're doing it. They've always denied it while it was embryonic. Now that it's actually coming to fruition, they're saying, oh, yeah, there's going to be three global currencies, a North American Union with the European Union, the Asian Union. And, yeah, it's going to happen, but, you know, this is for your own good. And there was a banking crisis, so the banks have to do this. And, gee, they're idiots, but, you know, we've got to give them unlimited currency and money. And then they're going to bail everybody out. Oh, they're not going to bail out the bad loans now. Oh, they're not going to help Main Street now with the money. And it would be bad enough to issue trillions of dollars and trillions of euros to get the economy going again because it would help for a while. But then it would devalue the currency and bring us into hyperinflation. That's bad enough, but that's much better. I'd rather every American get $100,000 is basically the equivalent. You know, every American of voting age, every working American, 18 and older, I'd rather everybody get $100,000+, a little over $100,000, and then go out and just spend it in the economy. And then, yeah, we'd hyperinflate the currency, but that might build up some industry or the economy. People didn't just buy iPods and cars with it. And, you know, then we could pull this country out maybe. Because they have created a debt bubble that's inescapable. But instead, they're going to let the debt bubble continue. They're not going to bail any of the people out. They're giving all the money to the banks, so when the economy falls apart, they're the last ones standing to buy it all up. And setting up a world government in front of everyone, in hundreds of financial publications, saying it's world government, run by the very bankers that engineered all of this. And I got yuppies on the street laughing at me. You know, most people agree. Most people, you know, this show's become even more and more popular, very mainline now because everything I talked about came true. But there's still 20-30% of the public, liberals and conservatives, who just don't buy anything I say. They don't think it's real. They think I'm making up Bloomberg admitting a trilateral world government. They think I'm making up that Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England, called for a new world order. They think I'm making it up that Judicial Watch sued and got the fact that we're secretly already in the North American Union since March of 2005, March 24, 2005. I'm not making any of this up. And let me tell everybody out there that thinks they're part of the system. There's so many people that, you know, make $50,000, $100,000 a year that they're part of the system. They just go along with whatever the corporate system says. They think the system's good. They think it inherently wants to help them. It does not. We're going to have a bankrupt nanny state where the government keeps us all at basically welfare level, most people. The middle class that's left is going to be taxed at above 70%. And that's basically the world we're going to have, a giant third world country. I mean, they just had a $1 trillion defense budget. The last biggest one was only $600 billion. They just tripled the size of the Department of Education. The government has almost tripled in size total under George Bush. How is that conservative? It isn't. And you're not going to have something liberal under Barack Obama. The establishment wants Barack Obama because he can sell the New World Agenda, New World Order agenda to all the anti-Bush people. Just like George Bush could sell the New World Order agenda to all the anti-Bill Clinton people. No matter what president it is, everybody ends up basically hating them. They end up leaving office unpopular because they've done unpopular things that people don't want. And they give us a new president, and it takes us a few years to figure that out, and by then they give us another fake president. Stop looking for solutions in Washington. You know, here's the good news. I've interviewed a bunch of congressmen. I've seen a lot of other news stories where they would get 5,000 calls to one, 1,000 calls to one. You know, polls showing 95%+ against the bailout, the banker takeover bill, the banker dictatorship bill. But see, therein is the evidence. 95% or more are against the banker takeover bill. The people aren't as stupid as some say. But the establishment says, and both parties say, we don't care, we're going to do it. And the stock market plunges anyways, because that's what they want, so they can buy it all up cheap. Your phone call straight ahead. A ton of incredible police state news as well. Stay with us.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
On a happier note, I talked to Willie Nelson today, talked to Jesse Ventura a couple days ago. They're going to be popping back in on the show next week. I'll just cover this now, or I'll never get to it, then I'll go to your calls about the financial collapse that's happening by design to bring in the world government. I had Willie Nelson on my radio show about 2 months ago. I've been a listener for a long time. I found out he was a listener by running into him at a premiere of Endgame about 14 months ago. I was like, oh, Willie Nelson, wow. And found out he'd been listening for more than a decade. Of course, he lives here in Austin, not a surprise. And he went public for 9/11 Truth on my radio show. In fact, right here. And he had his third appearance with us on the radio. He'll be on for an hour, by the way, Wednesday, right at the start of the show. We have another big guest Tuesday coming up right at the start of the show, but I'm going to leave that as a surprise. But a new guest, never before been on with us, pretty big. We'll just leave it at that. Tuesday on the weekday show, start of the show. For some reason, all these big guests want to come on right at the start. But we did have Ron Paul, by the way, talking about, yes, this is world government. Yes, this is by design. Yes, they want to create a financial collapse so the public then begs for martial law when there's rioting in the streets. That's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. But talk to Willie Nelson. I'm going to be doing an interview out at his world headquarters Sunday afternoon. And then after that, we are going to be having an event at the last backyard at the current location. Almost 30 years it's been there. Out off 71, out in the hill country, was out in the hill country, now it's surrounded by a big mall, but it's really nice. And Willie had the idea on air, because a caller called and said, you ought to have a 9/11 Truth / anti-war concert. And Willie said, Alex, look into it. I want to do that. And then I was about to rent some big venue here in Austin. He said, look, just come to my event and invite Jesse Ventura down to that. And so you can... It's sold out, but you can still get tickers. you can still get tickets to the event from scalpers and people. And it's going to be historical. There's going to be a lot of surprise guests there. I'll tell you one of them and take the surprise out of it. Jimmy Vaughn's going to be up there playing guitar with Willie Nelson on stage. My good friend Jimmy Vaughn. Let's say hi to Jimmy and his wife and kids. And so that is coming up Sunday. And that's the good news. I mean, we have all these prominent people, former German defense ministers and Italian presidents and best actors this year and director Rick Linkletter and now Bruce Willis knows about the New World Order and isn't a neocon anymore. We woke him up, told folks about that, and they didn't believe it. And then he told Vanity Fair it was true. Just hundreds of prominent people. And that's an indicator of a society saying no to the New World Order. And that is the good news here, is that 95%, in some polls higher, but the average poll was 95% 3 weeks ago with the banker takeover bill, the bailout. 90-plus percent were saying no to it in polls, 1,000 to 1 phone calls. Barbara Boxer said it was 9,000 calls to 1, and they really marked that down. Senator Boxer said 9,000 to 1. 1,000 to 1. But let's go with what other congressmen on my show. Who was the one from Fort Worth we had on?
Burgess.
Burgess said about 1,000 to 1. They had 2,500 phone calls. He said like a couple of them were for the bankers taking over. And so we have 1,000 to 1 phone calls conservatively. We have 95% plus saying no, and it happens. So I consider and say the American people are dumb or they're idiots or they don't know. No, they do know what's going on. These are the banks that did this. But some still believe, well, I'm against it, but they're idiots and we got to bail them out. No, ladies and gentlemen, in their own documents, this is by design. And I know I continue to harp on that. It's because we don't have a future if we don't say no. This is criminal. I don't have words to describe how incredible it is to have Henry Paulson and another Goldman Sachs guy, his adjunct, Kashkari, handing out the trillions of dollars to themselves in secret meetings. And again, even CNBC, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was on the treadmill, I think Wednesday morning, and they had like an hour of yelling and screaming about they couldn't believe it was secret and God knows what really happened and this is illegal. Ron Paul's called for Treasury Secretary to be arrested, Paulson, Fed Chairman of the Private Federal Reserve, Bernanke, to be arrested. He listed the crimes they committed a few weeks ago on the show. He's back on Friday. But, I mean, we're here telling you what's happening, and to know they're doing it, to know they're setting up the New World Order run by the banks. The banks are bankrupting the world by design, and then they have the power because they control the central governments, the U.S., England, Europe, and the most powerful militaries, to make the world then accept their takeover plan and a remonetization of the debt through a global currency they control. Global currency, global government, it's happening. I want to go to Dr. Bill Deagle. He's a radio talk show host on Genesis Communications, the network through Emmis that carries this show and puts it out. And on a separate issue of vaccines, he's a medical doctor. He wanted to comment on this, the earlier call. Then we're going to come back and go to Doug, Eric, Nick, Mark, John, Stephen, Bill, and others. I promise, nothing but calls when we get back. But Dr. Deagle, real fast, tell folks what's going on.
You're doing a great job, Alex. Just always bumping it up a few. Some breaking news, and this is really important. The last week I got a whistleblower again. You're right. All of the people are waking up, including the police and the sheriffs. Former county sheriff from Central Arkansas.
How can they not wake up when 95% know it's a scam?
Exactly. Well, he called in, and basically their plan is this new DNA vaccine against H5N1. All the county sheriffs in the country are going to be forced vaccinated and their families.
Well, they tried forced vaccination in 2003, as you know, for the firefighters, police, nurses, medical workers, and the L.A. Times reported that 4,000 out of 14 million who were ordered to do it said no.
Yeah, and those that did, if they had any silent unstable plaque.
A bunch of people died, yeah.
Yeah, they had
including an NBC News reporter who took it.
Now, this vaccine, they'll tell you that the vaccine that they've got for the is the same vaccine that Sanofi Pasteur in France had. Two scientists were Mossad-style executed a little over a month ago, and their 500 million doses were delivered mid-September to American military bases and homeland security.
Well, explain what an H5N1 is.
Well, H5N1 is the virus that's been tracked in Asia, and there's at least half a dozen what's called high pathogenic strains.
That's the bird flu.
Yeah, and what they've done is they made a bird flu vaccine, only this is a DNA vaccine, which means it carries DNA that can recombine if you have the flu.
Just like the HPV shot, the live cancer virus shot is killing so many people, and that's admitted, but they don't tell you that on the news, so the women keep giving it to their girls.
Right. Not only that, the regular flu shot also has genes from H5N1 that's in an H3N2 as part of the trivalent vaccine they're giving out this fall. They're going to start in the next few weeks.
By the way, you're not just a medical doctor. You're a research scientist doctor.
Right. And the thing is that I work with Homeland Security in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter.
And that was when you were in Denver, yeah.
Yeah, and I was in Denver. And what's going on here, they're literally turning people into test tubes that could create the pandemic.
Hey, I had the head of Rick Perry's office. I forget the exact name. He showed up at Endgame last year, one of the same screenings that we saw Willie Nelson at, and he said, look, I have to admit, you know, 15 years ago when I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston Medical Center in San Antonio, these troops came in, they were told to give them shots, and they all died in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I was told that if I followed up on the anthrax vaccine at CECOM, that I would be told that I would be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? And I said, how about dead, Doc? And that's the fact. The other thing is the carbon tax is tied directly to the bailout.
No, no, it's actually in our bailout. They're going to put a carbon tax, and they're getting ready with Barack Obama saying that, quote, he is going to tax carbon dioxide, which is a life-giving gas. Stay
Absolutely.
There, Dr. Deagle. I'm going to let you finish up after this quick break. Stay with us.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on that positive note from the start of the next, the last segment, I forgot to get to the good news about the backyard event. My speech, Jesse Ventura's speech, Willie Nelson's speech, and his performance will be streamed free live over the internet next Sunday night at about 9 p.m. A bunch of other bands out there at the backyard. But, yep, that's right. Free, ladies and gentlemen. Video streamed out there to everybody at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.com, Alex Jones on International Press TV discussing the economic implosion. Alex joins a panel of experts on International Broadcast Press TV to discuss the financial meltdown, the price of oil, inflation, and the devaluation of the dollar, and how the bailout is a global consolidation of real assets and centralization of economic power on behalf of the elite. When the show ends in about 27 minutes, if you want to go watch that video, it's free up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to your calls here, loaded phone lines, but actually there's one line. Somebody just hung up at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Are you angry about this New World Order being set up? We told you they were lining it all up, gearing it all up, setting it up. Now they're doing it by bringing the world into a depression, and they only want to make it worse to get more control. Are you angry about that? And I'll tell the police again, 14 million first responders, firemen, police, sheriff's deputies, doctors, county employees, city employees, medical workers, they were all told to take the smallpox shot. Remember, they said, oh, it's the law, but there was no law. You've got to. And police unions just said no. It's the same thing. We're all in this together. They always test stuff out on the police and military. People can say, well, the military, they've signed a contract. Well, law says you can't give them an experimental shot, but they do, and it's killed them en masse. But Dr. Deagle, finishing up your point you were making about all this. We got Dr. Deagle there?
Yeah, and you've been saying it for years. It's part of the hard kill. And I believe that they're getting ready because these vaccines, they deliver.
Let's explain. Fluoride, mercury in the vaccines, MSG, all that's the soft kill in government documents to weaken us. You're talking about hard kill, which is,
yeah,
the UN plan for world population reduction.
Right. March 16th, 1997, when I spoke at Zurich, Switzerland, Human Life International, they gave me a foot of documents, including a private audience and documents smuggled out of the World Health Organization, paid for by these globalist banksters, to actually weaponize using bioengines and create an H5N1 strain that would eventually create an avian pandemic. Same lethal genes as the human pig hybrid flu from 1918. And that, by the way, we have great evidence.
And again, we have thousands of declassified tests in Europe and the U.S. of killing our troops, killing foster children, putting AIDS, HIV in blood, all mainstream news, but the public still isn't fully aware of it. This is a global eugenics operation covered in my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Right, and the worst nation on earth, believe it or not, in the world for eugenics is Canada, number one. Not only that, they're planning to shut down the internet, control it with the CRTC. They're planning to do it.
Yeah, they've been set all over, regulating it, taxing it, shutting it down.
Right.
Infowars.com is not going to be, quote, on the free that you pay for through taxes, government, wireless, nationwide, worldwide.
Yeah, the evidence is gathering. They suggested 3 months ago there was a 32-month window where they expected 100% chance of an avian pandemic. I believe that they're going to bring about it by one or several different means. They could do it by the vaccines and have it, quote, spontaneously develop in people by recombining because they actually put the genes
Which is why Tommy Thompson, Health and Human Services Secretary, 5 years ago said he wouldn't take it. And that's when the cops finally said no,
yeah,
to taking it, because he said it can go live in the body.
Oh, yeah, and they'll tell you it's attenuated. There's no such thing as an attenuated vaccine. This is a chunk of DNA that when it recombines with another virus, you've got, let's say, an H3N2 that's now lethal. They're ready. I believe they're now ready to do the final, what I call, hard kill steps.
Now, let's explain this. They use financial crises, stage terror, provocateur terror, terror they let happen, terror they engineer to get us to give up our liberties, or not even get us to. That's their excuse for doing it. We say no, they still just do it. And you're saying, as they've said in their own documents, they want to use controlled biological releases to create worldwide breakdown as a pretext for control. And I'm telling listeners, that is in the cards.
Yeah, and if they don't get their food and water and their nutraceuticals and be able to host quarantine themselves, they're getting ready to force vaccinate. And every single airport in the United States and Canada and the Western world has a quarantine transfer room and armed officers that can take you away to a waiting van to bring you to a civil detention camp.
Absolutely.
Right now, that exists.
Dr. Deagle, good hearing from you. I'm glad you called into the show.
I appreciate it, Alex.
You bet, my friend. Just amazing information that Dr. Deagle brings to the table. We appreciate you coming on the show, my friend. He's not joking around. These are cold-blooded killers running the world government. And you can deny that at your own peril, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's start really going fast to your calls. Doug in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Quick question for you. I was given the book a few couple months ago called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah, John Perkins.
And so much of what you're talking about seems to relate
to... Yeah, he worked for the central banks to go out and set up third world countries for implosion. They're doing it to Greenland right now, first world nation. They did it to Argentina, Nigeria. It's by design. We have their own documents.
Yeah, well, that's a great book, and it really brings it out. And also, it's on YouTube. But let me say that there was somebody that said that his story was not true. And every time, Alex, I start reading and investigating somebody's story, someone goes, well, this is not true because of this. And I'm like...
Well, you got a lot of people living in denial, but John Perkins worked where he said he worked. We have the IMF World Bank documents. It's a fact they go in and pay off third world countries to get into debt and not pay the debt back to take over the natural resources. I mean, that's taught in mainline history. So, I mean, let the debunkers deny that Bloomberg's reporting they're setting up a world government right now for the banks to run everything. It's a fact. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's all real. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I was talking to a good friend of mine a couple of days ago, and I asked him, because after you, he's probably the most knowledgeable person I know about this global conspiracy. And I asked him, I said, what's your opinion about McCain taking on Palin? Do you think it's to get the, you know, the so-called religious right on board his bandwagon? He said, actually, he was ordered to take her on, and he told me to Google.
Well, I've talked to the people in the RNC when Ronald Reagan was ordered, and this is even mainstream, you know, documented, to take on George Herbert Walker Bush.
Right. And what he told me was, and this is what I wanted to let you know about, Alex, have you heard of a religious group that's based out of Fuller Theological Seminary under C. Peter Wagner in California called the New Apostolic Reformation?
I have heard some about that, and that's all part of this belief that we're being given the world kind of like a new, what was it called with the pioneers going west, where they were told that, you know, that it was divine providence, being given to them. And there's also a bunch of other fake groups that control the conservative right. There's all these different policy centers and groups, yeah.
Yeah, what they go by, there's two names, the Dominion Theology and the...
That's it, the Dominionists, yes.
Right, yeah. And the thing is that these people, their belief is, you know, we're going to take the world back and give it to Jesus when he comes back. Well, if you Google Sarah Palin and the New Apostolic Reformation, there's a really good article. It's under what's called the Huffington Post, this guy Bruce Wilson, and it says Palin and prayer group says witchcraft fighting spiritual warfare leader, and they said that...
No, absolutely. In fact, it's on the tip of my tongue. There's a major Republican group that infiltrates and tries to control Christian groups, and a lot of its members are well-meaning, but they're controlled through it, and it's the same with the left. Anything big, they try to control. You know, there's the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, but what is the name of that? There's so many groups and organizations, but again, this is all part of this global management system. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on the air, the Nick and Mark. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick because I know how precious time is. I had an idea I wanted to run past you and get your thoughts on it. What if we tried to actually sue parts of the government and actually say, you there, Alex?
Yes.
Oh, somebody picked up the phone. What if we used their own definition of terrorism and took their own acts that meet those specifications and then hold every American who's ever paid income tax liable under the aiding the enemy and funding terror?
Well, I don't know about that, because people didn't knowingly aid the enemy, even though they did fund the foreign private Federal Reserve. I know that grand juries, as they went after Bill Clinton for lying, grand juries can, at the state level, and Ron Paul has said the grand juries need to indict, and he listed the crimes, need to indict these bankers. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated, and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Final segment here. Global warming. Alaskan glaciers grow for first time in 250 years. Governments around the world reported that both the Arctic at the north and the Antarctic at the south got much larger. But see, the global corporate controllers, they want a world tax taxing what humans exhale, carbon dioxide, that's part of the life of the planet. Oxygen, carbon dioxide, light, and water are the key ingredients. And so they can show you a polar bear on a piece of floating ice floe and say, oh, look, he's going to drown. They say this to the kids in school. It's all over the news every day. Polar bears are drowning. Their ice is melting. Polar bears float on those for hundreds of miles, hunting seals and smaller whales like beluga. Polar bear is the strongest swimmer of any land animal, can swim recorded over 300 miles, routinely 150. They like to swim that far. But they say, oh, polar bears can't swim. They're dying. Polar bear numbers, by the way, are way up. You can go look at the numbers on that. anywhere, polar bear populations. Just look up Google polar bear populations. You'll see all the government numbers that they're way up. There's 40-plus thousand, 44,000 of them in North America alone, way up by thousands. But the point is, they show you a polar bear and say it can't swim, we need a global tax. They'll show you glaciers breaking, going into the water, and icebergs. Well, the rain rains on top. The ice water doesn't freeze because it has salt in it, but the fresh water does, freezes a lot lower temperature, and then it piles up from the rain and the snow each year, and then it breaks off in the spring. Well, they show you a glacier breaking off and say, look, look, it's over. Global tax, we've got to have it. Key article up on prisonplanet.com, global cooling, Alaskan glaciers grow for the first time. Flows 13% increase in Arctic ice cover. Man, massive 13%. As climate change cult increasingly discredited by evidence of big chill. So now they're saying they want a global tax for global cooling. The sun, ladies and gentlemen, has been really hot. Record temperatures being put off by the sun. Record radiation. And now it's record cool in the last 12 months. That's why suddenly the entire solar system is cooling. Mars ice caps were melting. Now they are expanding. Doesn't mean we shouldn't have real environmental policies, though. So the globalists, though, know how to fool you and scam you and run different operations on you. Some of the other news that I have here. New law allows police to collect DNA in secret from people's cups and cigarettes in restaurants in the UK. They're trying to pass similar things here in the United States. They want you to show your passport in England to be able to get a mobile phone. They want that here now to track everything you do because the phones themselves are already tracked. Let's take four final phone calls. Let's talk to Mark in California. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to talk about a couple issues. First, in regards to the first responders, they need to realize that the 911 first responders were thrown under the bus by Congress, and their $10.9 billion bill...
With the deadly asbestos dust, yes.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to get any money, while the bankers, of course, got their $700 billion or $5 trillion, whatever it's going to be. So I just think that's an interesting juxtaposition. Responders can't get $10 billion, the bankers get $750. And also, I'd like to talk about Jamie Gorelick, who was a 911 commissioner. She was also a Fannie Mae executive who was presiding over the continuing catastrophe that has become our economy.
So. The controlled catastrophe, but you're absolutely right. Good to hear from you. Oh, a caller that disagrees. I wasn't reading. I should have gone to Ed first, but other people are ahead of him, but I'll go to Ed first because he disagrees. Go ahead, Ed from L.A.
Yeah, this is Ed in L.A.
Yeah, go ahead.
You big, fat, bloated pumpkin head. How many times I've told you to shut up? You don't let anybody talk to you. They're like the worst interviewer. You and that Yahoo, that religious Yahoo, you guys were talking, and he told you to shut up, and the grandfather of Reaganomics told you to shut up, and you're the great interviewer. You can't even talk to that fake seal.
Sir, I never said I was the best interviewer in the world, and I do interrupt to interject key information. The show's very popular, so there's no judging the public's taste, as they say. But you have your chance to come on air. And you call me a big, fat pumpkin head. I've been right about everything I say. We've been completely validated. It's the information I'm putting out. It isn't about me. So if you don't disagree about anything substantive, I'm going to let you go. In fact, Ed, is Ed still there? Now, Ed, you wouldn't shut up for me to talk, but I'm going to go back and let you finish up, okay?
Howard Stern is the king of all media because he can ask the tough questions and he can tell. Oh, God, I had him.
What an idiot, man. I mean, that's who? A mindless Howard Stern listener. Hey, you want hookers and, all sorts of weird stuff? You got that, man. Oops, I guess we didn't let him go. I mean, you want to sit there and act like that, that's fine, sir. Oh, is this him again? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Elgin, Texas.
Welcome to the airwaves.
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say that I think a lot of the... I'm 27 years old, and I think that a lot of us need to go back to homesteading. Quit relying on the government to bail us out.
That's the solution, is to get... local, decentralized, and work in local communities and get back to a true free market. They're blaming the free market for what's happening now. This is not a free market. Private group of banks change the rules to do this, then they pose as a savior. I totally agree.
And I think if, you know, if we would go back to community-based government, where, you know, everybody pretty well, you know, takes care of themselves and each other, not communism.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. And another reason I'm cutting the callers off so quick is so I can go to more of you. But the guy calling me Fat Pumpkinhead would disagree with that. Great points. Look, this is not even communism we're having. They keep calling it socialism, communism, to give government money to the banks. This is a robbery. This is a private group coming in, orchestrating the crisis, then terrorizing the Congress to go along with it, threatening them with martial law. That really happened. That's big news. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Austin. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac had to come to these banks and said, look, we'll buy this paper if you guys write it.
So yeah, the government created groups to buy the scam paper from the private banks.
Yeah, I mean, but they had to give them, signal them, Alex, is all I'm saying. These guys aren't going to write this paper on their own and hope it gets bought. And the other thing is I was wondering your thoughts.
But they're not even buying the paper with the bailout. They're just giving it to the foreign banks.
I agree that these foreclosures are there. There's money in them. These banks ought to have to eat those houses and sell them to get their money back. I agree there's a big robbery taking place. I'm just saying that they don't start writing this poor subprime paper on their own. They have to be signaled that they're going to be able to get rid of it.
I agree with you that that was the inside scam, but here's the deal. They're not even shoring up the subprime mortgages. That was the diversion, as I told you it was. Have you not heard them say now they're going to spend it in totally different ways?
I don't doubt that a bit.
No, they've given it over $1 trillion, not $700 billion, to the banks, and they're telling them, do whatever you want with the money.
I got a question for you about whether or not this could have been our enemies of the West, enemies of capitalism, seeing the vulnerability.
Yes, what's happening is private international banks that are monopolists, they want to have controlled dictatorships, communist, socialist, fascist, they don't care. They want to centralize things. And so that's what they want. And, yes, they're discrediting capitalism and free market when this has nothing to do with it. Let's jam in one more phone call. Raris in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hello. I have 2 points. First of all, this whole Zeitgeist movement, first thing they come out right out of the gates, they talk about the load that the land can bear.
Yeah, that's like, all a UN thing. That's what I'm saying. It's all UN we've heard before.
Right. I mean, I totally agree.
Sustainability, global corporate centralized control, global corporate feudalism.
Right. I went ballistic when I saw the trailer. Forget the rest of the movie, which wasn't...
Well, let's just quit promoting it and promote Endgame and Terror Storm then.
Right. Right. One thing I would like to say, what about the load that the people can bear?
Absolutely. Look, we have the technologies to have a clean planet. But the New World Order gets us all concerned about the environment only as a way to tax us and regulate us while they engage in the genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, cutting down the rainforest. All the serious, real environmental things are being ignored and the others aren't. Nick in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, did Ron Paul play pro ball?
No, Ron Paul did not play pro baseball.
Okay, that was a rumor early on. Okay, Aaron Russo, your very first interview you did with him. Everybody needs to watch that because everything's come true.
Well, that wasn't my first interview I did. That was the only video interview I did with him as he was dying of cancer.
Okay. Ron Paul talked about the Magna Carta, and he didn't...
Yeah, 1215, Ronnie Mead, they're getting rid of it.
Didn't they just say no? And ain't that how it came about?
Absolutely. We need to learn to say no to the tyrants, but to do that, we have to identify the tyranny of the globalists, the New World Order, your mortal enemy. They will destroy your future. They will debase your currency. They will tax you at 85%. The New World Order must die. It must fail. It must fall if we're to have any liberty in the future. So stand up against tyranny. Identify the enemy. Wake everybody up you know and tell them about PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. Great job, my crew, affiliates, and sponsors. See you back live tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
This is the GCN Radio Network.